What's up, peeps? I remember when I started applying for jobs many, many years ago, I always came across data warehousing, and in my mind, I always imagined this big warehouse filled with boxes and lots of data in it. And yes, I know it sounds dumb, but I mean, that's what I thought. So for everyone out there who doesn't know the difference between a database and a data warehouse, this video is for you. If you're new here, I'm Kevin. I've been working in the data and software dev world for over 20 years. I love data, I love coding, and I love helping people to work better and smarter. So first things first, what is a database? A database is a collection of information that is organized so that it can be easily accessed, managed, and updated. YouTube, for example, connects to a database and then it retrieves a list of videos which receive likes from people like you. So hit that like button so that more people can see this. Now, databases come in various formats. It could be a big Oracle or SQL Server database, it could be a NoSQL data store, it could even be an Excel document. A data warehouse is a large repository of data collected from different sources intended for reporting and analysis. Think of it as a big consolidation of those databases. All these sources will be brought together into a model in the data warehouse for analysts to use. So those analysts won't have to go to the various databases to get the information. It's all going to be in one place. The data warehouse is typically used to fulfill a need within a department. Big enterprises, in many cases, need to share information across departments. So this is when you would introduce an enterprise data warehouse, or EDW. An EDW, or enterprise data warehouse, is a type of data warehouse that services the entire organization. Unlike a regular data warehouse, which is often designed for a specific department or business function, an EDW consolidates data from all departments and business functions. This allows for cross-functional analysis and reporting and provides a unified view of the entire business. Essentially, EDW is a central repository for all of your organization's data, making it a crucial tool for enterprise-level data analytics and business intelligence. You'll typically find EDWs in big organizations where there are multiple business units, each creating their own sets of data. There are several tools used for managing and working with data warehouses. Some of the most popular ones include SQL Server Integration Services, or SSIS. This is a platform for data integration and workflow applications. It's used for extracting, transforming, and loading data, or ETL. You get Amazon Redshift. This is a fully managed petabyte scale data warehouse service in the cloud. Google BigQuery. This is Google's fully managed no ops, low cost analytics database. Snowflake. This is the cloud-based data warehousing platform that allows businesses to store and analyze data using cloud-based hardware and software. Then you get Tableau. This is a powerful data visualization tool used in the business intelligence industry, or BI, for analyzing data. An alternative to this would be Microsoft Power BI. Either one of those are awesome tools for visualization. Since these data warehouses are typically used for reporting and data analysis, they will contain years and years and billions of rows of data. As such, it could take a while to retrieve the data you are looking for. There are newer cloud tools which could speed up the process, but these are not cheap at all. So that wraps up our quick overview of what a data warehouse is. Remember, while it may not be a physical warehouse full of data boxes, a data warehouse is a crucial tool for managing and understanding data within an organization. Whether you're using SQL Server Integration Services, Amazon Redshift, Google BigQuery, Snowflake, Tableau, Power BI, or any other tool, and there are many, the key is to effectively gather, store, and analyze your data. If you need to know a bit more about databases and some of the tools being used, have a look at some of the videos on this channel. And thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe for more insights into the world of data. I'm Kevin signing off. Stay data driven.